fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 7th day of March, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin with the Pledge of Allegiance, I'm proud to say. It's something that I expect to be outlawed in some parts of the country before long, such as California, maybe Washington State, Seattle. But that's what we do. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The proper tip of the day is to update your first aid and CPR training. First aid doesn't change that much, but CPR is changed every 2 or 3 years for reasons I don't quite understand, but they do. And you may want to take an advanced first aid course also and make sure you have a kit that is equal to your skill level. If you have equipment you're not qualified to use, you could hurt or kill somebody, and it'll be a crying shame not to have equipment that you are qualified to use. So make sure your kit is up to date with you and your training. We appreciate Leon Green with my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer of the United States Navy, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. And we'll be talking about the events of the day and how incorporating doTERRA oils into your life like I have will help you achieve your goals. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John. I agree with you in the medical aspect of, you know, have your kit up to date. Many of my friends and I are doing trainings in that regard. Steve and I are going to be doing more advanced medical training as well. So it is crucial. And, yeah, there's a good Samaritan law, but, you know, if you're trying to do a chest dart on the side of a road and you've never done it before, yeah, you'd be legally culpable for any kind of damage. So it is crucial that you get the training.
Okay. I don't know if you happened to catch Tucker Carlson last night. Did you by any chance, Leon?
No, sir.
Okay. Well, it's been 2 weeks, maybe a bit longer, that the Speaker of the House turned over to Tucker Carlson and Fox News several thousand hours of video footage from in and around the United States Capitol building. He's been analyzing it with his team, and one of the things I found quite shocking was his character, his his name is Jacob Chansley. That's the one that had the Viking helmet with the horns and his face painted red, white, and blue. That guy? No? Okay.
Yeah, I thought he's supposed to be in jail for 500.
He's got a 4-year jail sentence. He was being escorted through the Capitol by two Capitol police officers who were acting as his tour guides and walking here and walking there, them opening doors for him. Now, these guys are uniformed, armed police officers, commissioned police officers, who are trained to protect the Capitol, the building, the people that work there. They're expected to arrest anybody committing a crime in their presence. That's their job. That's their mission statement. So if Mr. Chansley was committing a crime, why would they be escorting him as a just like he was a dignitary all through the U.S. Capitol building? Something's really broken here, isn't there?
Yes, I agree with you. I mean, this whole farce is just an obfuscation about rights. And they haven't had access to attorneys and been able to be with the spouses. And from what I've read, and was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? She went to the Capitol jail. It's been closed 3 times because of poor electricity and heating and sanitary. They have rats there. I mean, this is supposed to be the Praetorian Guard, but when it goes to the jail, it goes to third world level quality. And it's just incredible that they're doing this. And apparently because of the Patriot Act and NDAA specific, and particularly the Patriot Act, it allows them to pretty much circumvent the Constitution. So the due process mentality is gone away with. So it's just incredible that what's happening and what they're allowing and how nobody's up their arms. And even Republicans, they are accepting this and they haven't done anything to rectify this. So it is incredible. I agree.
Well, I've been part of the legal system beginning in 1972, 51 years ago. And what's being done to the men and women arrested regarding the January 6th matter is completely at odds with American jurisprudence. And you're right. The NDAA and the Patriot Act has given them legal authority to do what cannot and is not done in any of the 50 states. Any of the 50 states, if you're arrested for shoplifting or murder or anything in between, from low crimes to high crimes, you're brought before a judge, typically within 24 hours. The charges are read. The judge will decide whether a crime has been committed, whether this person is very likely connected to the crime, and bail is set. None of that was done for these people. They've been locked up. There's been no bail, despite the majority of them, probably 9 out of 10, are charged with misdemeanor trespassing, which is not a big deal. They aren't charged with destroying any property or hurting anybody. And why our Congress has remained unable to do anything is beyond me. Why a federal judge has not ordered these people to be processed in the normal American way of jurisprudence, I don't know why that hasn't happened, but it hasn't. And we're into the third year now, aren't we?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable, but that's what's going on. And I should mention, I'll be on with Doug Hagman tonight. We're taping the show at noon Eastern time, and I'll be on with Doug tonight, first time in 2 months. He's had some issues, and we've had some technical difficulties, but I will be on with Doug Hagman tonight. Anyway, Leanne, what's high on your radar that you're paying attention to, sir?
Matter of fact, last night was the last night of Mike Adams. He had recommended Jonathan Landsman. His docu-series that has 33 doctors worldwide pertaining to fatty liver, and most people used to associate it with booze, but that's no longer the case. Glyphosate is extremely toxic, and they're using it in food processes. People say, well, I use non-GMO. Well, they still use glyphosate on the farms, specifically here in America, to double and increase the yield, and it's used as a desiccant. And the doctors in the series, one is Dr. Russell Jaffe, he's outstanding, and then the other one is Cheryl Teneff, and she's from Hawaii, and both of them go in depth about the increase in autism, early onset dementia, and all the things associated with that. And so it is a vile chemical that's made, and it impacts in this ban in many, many countries internationally. But we're just being used as guinea pigs, and intentionally. I mean, if you didn't see from the, you know, just obey the science mentality of it's safe and effective, they've been lying to us on everything. Fluoride, mercury, barium, we can just go down the list, and glyphosate, it should be at the top of the list based on everything I've learned and read, you know, just in the last 24 hours, but it's been on for seven days. But, you know, that's available for free. It's called StopFattyLiver.com. And you can still access the previous archives for a bit, and then you can pay the full price or discounted price and get it. So it is very important. And people who think, you know, I can just eat the regular food, or I eat regular food and I can wash it off. It doesn't wash off. It is in the cells. So when you go out to eat, you're eating bread, whether it's organic or non-GMO bread or not, you're still eating glyphosate. So it has such repercussions on your liver, weight gain. So there's so many things that are important in this regard. So that's what I'm focusing on now. And then I read this article just last night. It was talking about how non-survivalists will be the most dangerous people in America today. People are like, why is that? Because every person who hasn't made provisions for surviving without food, water, fuel, and other essential needs from the outside are mortal danger to his neighbors. What will they do if they're freezing, hungry, thirsty, sick, and starving? They may ask their neighbors for help, but when they have no extra food, water, and medicine to give, will they just go back home to die with a wife and kids? What do you think? We survivors who stock up on food and supplies now do a favor to society because we now buy our food while the supplies now and they're replaced on the shelves. So there will be much more available in an emergency. We survivors will not be looting or killing for food. We will not be a burden on the medical facilities or a danger to the police. Since we're able to turn to each other, we'll not turn on one another and be able to help at least some. Survival preparation should be regarded as a social obligation.
Leon, I agree with what you're saying, but I got something to add to it now. Because of my career, much of my adult life, I was a criminal defense investigator. And I've been in the interview room with hundreds of career criminals, men and women, hundreds of career criminals. Now, not a lot, but sometimes I would occasionally ask a career criminal the following question. What would you do if there was a major earthquake, a major flood, a major snowstorm, something like that? They look me straight in the eye and say, John, we look at it as economic opportunity. So the career criminals look at the world differently than normal people. I had a man once, he was in jail for stealing an automobile. So I'm in the interview room and in the jail interviewing this guy. He's locked up. And he's telling me in great detail the next car he's going to steal. It's going to be a Chevrolet Impala. He tells me the color, the exterior color. He tells me the interior trim, the color of the beading on the seats, the engine and transmission it's going to have, in great detail, as if he's quite proud. In fact, he was quite proud of the next car he's going to steal once he was out of jail for stealing another car. You're speechless, Leon.
Yeah, no, I understand he has focus, but I'm trying to figure out how are you correlating that with people who are
well, the career criminals will do what they've always done once there is a survival situation, once there is a grid down collapse. They will continue to be criminals, and they will look at everybody else's distress as their own economic opportunity.
No, I understand that. I understand that concept. I'm just thinking when people look at them as survivalists and preppers, as you know, bizarre. It's actually we are doing more of a service to society than not, because we are not. If we just did what everyone else did, we impact the supply and chain, in advance by buying the items now while they're cheaper and available, and the selection is huge. But when the lights go out, the fuel runs out, economic collapse occurs, and everybody runs to the store, they're going to get whatever's left. And then as they start to run out their own food, they're going to be more of the hazard to society. And with the entitlement mentality of America now, they're going to think, well, you hoarded everything that we should have been able to buy. Well, you could have bought it now. When you're out flying around the world and you blind pass on TVs and going on vacation, that was your choice. It wasn't a priority of yours. You don't see the writing on the wall. And now 3 years into this, you're still saying, hey, your job is to feed me. And I just read that they're cutting down the COVID attached food allowance or entitlements from some people from $200 down to $30. So people who've been given money for food for the last two to three plus years now are getting a substantial reduction. So now those people who didn't plan ahead are going to even have more complications. So the crime that's occurring now is just going to increase. So when I talk to people who are non-preppers, you know, it's almost a bit of incredulity that they are that ignorant and they're going to expect me to feed them when they can't feed themselves now. And the government certainly won't be able to do that. They couldn't do it during COVID or Super Sandy or any other major storms. So it is incumbent on people to take responsibility for their own family, because if they don't, then it's all on their shoulders, not ours.
That's right. That's right. You got a question or comment, give us a call at 512-248-8252. Well, we had a small but interesting gathering at the meetup last week, didn't we?
Yes, sir. And yeah, the weather definitely had an impact. Matter of fact, that was as I was going there. I noticed that even the pallets. When the weather gets bad, people seem to just blow off the use of pallets. So, you know, I'm using it for storage and keeping things off the ground for termites and things like that. But yeah, we were there and talked for about another hour until closing. And Of the men that were there, and there were only men this time. Normally there's several ladies. But, you know, we were talking about food preparation and actual boots on the ground. What are you doing now? And each one did their own assessment, where they were, what expectations. And most of the men were older than I am. And so, you know, they can go into the community mentality of, I'm older, I don't have to worry about it. And like, well, eventually your food is going to run out. So if you don't start growing, if you don't start growing soon, then whatever food you have is all you have. And then I asked them about guerrilla gardening. Do they have food that doesn't look like gardens, like straight line, straight line rows and arrays and matrices that people can see with drones and with satellites? So even though Google Earth's going to go away, people will still have drones if they're smart enough to stick them in Faraday cages, to go up and survey their neighbors and any of their targets and say, wow, look, there's lots of straight lines.
Here's our break. When we get back, we'll find out what the oil of the week is. We'll be right back.
Stay standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils, a great way to help you achieve your goals with the doTERRA oils. And we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, who's going to be letting us know what is the oil of the week.
Yes, sir. It is geranium. And so geranium, has many benefits, specifically with fatty liver issues, rather, and cirrhosis for that matter. And cirrhosis isn't always attached to alcoholism. I didn't realize the impact. But so it's extracted from the leaves. Primary uses are for agitation, for calming airborne bacteria, autism, bleeding, breast, or soothing breath, bruises, calcified spine, cancer, capillaries, diabetes, diarrhea, dysmenorrhea, endometriosis, environmental stresses, gallbladder stones, dry hair, hernia, impetigo, insomnia, and jaundice, jet lag, low libido, miscarriage, MRSA, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, pancreatic support, paralysis, pelvic pain syndrome, physical stress, PMS, post-labor, rheumatoid arthritis, dry skin, and gastric ulcers, varicose ulcers, vertigo, and wrinkles. And So it can be applied neat with no dilution, and you can inhale or diffuse it directly. You can also take it in capsules. It's very high, over up to 70% in alcohol, citronelle, geraniol, and sesquiterpenes are rather high. Ketones are pretty low. But what's really important about it is that it is great as an antibacterial, anticonvulsant, antidepressant, anti-inflammatory, antiseptic. It's an astringent, a diuretic. It's also an insect repellent, and it's refreshing, relaxing, and sedative. So the uses can be across the board, but as you're reading in Modern Essentials, you can see that you can use the oils, that specific geranium, for cleanses, and specifically with cirrhosis. So the biggest ones for that are frankincense, myrrh, and geranium. And so cirrhosis is when extensive liver damage occurs and massive scar tissue builds up, making it impossible for it to function. Well, the liver is the second largest organ in the body. And what's remarkable about the liver is of all of them, the organs, this one can reproduce, and even if it's cut out, it can grow up to 80% back to original size. So it is typically caused, fatty liver is caused by alcohol abuse, but it's also from obesity and diabetes. And so these oils can be used in a cleansing, and back to hepatitis A, B, and C. Glyphosate impacts that drastically. So there's so many things that are attached to it, but what's nice about geranium is it has the ability to help cleanse the issues you have, whether it's alcoholism, but it can also help your fatty tissue, fatty liver. So it is a very important oil. And right now, after learning all these things and knowing more about the impact of you know, obtaining more of it, because it won't be around forever, especially if there's a supply chain collapse, which almost happened in the last pandemic. Geranium.
All right. An excellent oil, obviously. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to start with doTERRA oils, like Lynn and I have, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find doTERRA oils. And do a little shopping. You want to buy the largest kit, it's KIT, Kilo Indio Tango, that you can afford without going into debt. That's why you get the most bang for your buck, the most oils, the best discount, number one. Number two, get yourself two different editions of the same book. That would be the book with the simple title, Modern Essentials. I say again, Modern Essentials. You're going to want the fifth edition. The last one printed in hard ink on paper was the 12th edition. The 13th edition is a PDF update you can download. Why do you want these two different editions? Well, here's why. The fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow us to say anymore, and the 12th and 13th editions have all the latest oils. Now, that's what you need to get started. Now, if you're in a hurry, if you want to get oils for your specific needs before you get the books and want to get going really quickly, just give Leon a call. Now, if you also would like to establish a home-based business, selling the oils to your relatives, neighbors, coworkers, people you go to church with, now just give Leon a call. He'd be glad to help you with that. What's that phone number, Leon?
It is 303-495-2188. Mountain Time.
303-495-2188. If Leon's busy feeding the chickens, he will get back with you, won't he, Leon?
Absolutely. And this weekend, from friends at church, I picked up four goslings, and they're 8 weeks old, so they're as big as my chickens are, and I have one that's kind of small, but they're cute.
Here's a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee and old town there. I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand. Live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Oh, this is Mary
Well, Julie, I can talk until he gets back on, if you like. Unless you lost me, too. Julie, can you hear me? Julie, can you hear me?
Yeah, Leon, can you hear me? I'm fine. I'm back.
I hear you fine, yes.
Okay, we had some Skype internet issues here for a couple of minutes. Okay, my website is thelibertyman.com. We now have the Cliff High audio report listed. It's on my website, where he gives the best explanation I've heard of why Donald Trump proceeded with Operation Warp Speed. It's quite a story. It has a ring of truth to me. I know a lot of people don't like it or don't believe it, but I haven't heard any better explanation, so I'm going to go with that for the time being. Also, on my website, you'll find all kinds of things that will help you understand the world we live in. Information that, quite frankly, is published nowhere else on the internet, such as the latest put together several times a week by my friend, a former counterintelligence agent, published nowhere else on the internet. The articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, published nowhere else on the internet. He's a nuclear scientist, by the way. And products that will help you achieve your goals. You want to stay warm, stay cozy, and save money. Liberated Rocketeers will help you do that, and we have them in stock ready for immediate shipment. And, of course, if you're tired of being tired, your arthritis pain keeping you from doing the things you like to do, that's where the Energy Cleaner comes in. I have Energy Cleaners and mattress pads in stock ready for immediate shipment. Just contact me or make a place your order, I should say, at my website for your Energy Cleaner, your mattress pad, and I will box it up and ship it myself. Of course, I have a toll-free hour line 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Leon Green. We are talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA oils in your life will help you achieve your goals. Leon, what issues have you had with predators that think your chickens are tasty treats?
I had some issues, you know, about a month ago, but yesterday I noticed a bunch of young hawks are zipping around, making lots of noise, and so I was 400 feet from the open chicken tractor, and they were flying around. Even though they were up at 800 feet, they can look down and see where the chickens are, and that's another reason why I don't buy any white birds or any very light complected birds, because everybody I've talked to here said, yeah, I had some white leghorns, in the first day I let them out, all four of them were gone, and I'm like, okay, well, I learned from your wisdom, and I'm never going to do that. So, I came out and I made some screeching noises back to the birds, and then I sat out there with a self defense device and just watched my birds play around. And I was eating, and they decided they'd want to come join me and have an early lunch. But other than that, you know, I noticed the birds of prey and raptors are out. I have not seen any raccoons or any of their sign yet or scat. But yeah, I'm gonna continue to beef up my defenses, and that's the other reason why I got the goslings, because I have four of them, and I'm gonna split them up between the two flocks, and they will incorporate. I just need lots of water that they like to play in and drink, and they drink differently than birds. So I'm gonna add them to my self defense or my security system, and anyone that's not in the flock, they make lots of noise. And they do have teeth. Unlike unlike chickens, they do have teeth. They're serrated. They look like little serrated knives. So,
really, what bird is that has the teeth?
Yeah, these are the African geese, and they have. I'll take pictures of them. You can see their teeth. It looks just like a butter knife.
And no cutting.
Yes, sir. And I said, how big do they? And their wingspan can get up to 6 feet wide. So, you know, it's intimidating.
Well, in my neighborhood, we have American eagles, and the chicken ranchers have to have overhead cover, because if you shoot an American eagle, it's a $10,000 fine, so nobody shoots them around here. But yes, it takes an overhead cover to protect the chickens from the American eagles, who will just treat the chicken flock as if they're all tasty treats, won't they?
Exactly. They think it's a fly-in instead of a drive-in. And so I agree. And so the chicken coop is back with the trees, and there's cover And the chicken tractor also is covered night and day, and even it also has side panels to protect them. But yeah, there could be some burrowing animals, and that's the other advantage of moving on a weekly basis. But and what's nice about the birds, especially on like yesterday, was slightly overcast, so you know you'd see you can tell a predator versus a prey bird based on, you know, where the head's at toward the front. So the animals know that instinctively, and when they see something like that fly overhead, they all run for the trees and running back into the coop. And I've seen, and I need to watch more of the videos of how their approach and attack angles are, so I can take that into account, because, you know, they can come down at, like the peregrine falcon can come down at 200 miles an hour, but that's a straight dive shot. So I really have to learn how the raptors around here attack so I can protect against it.
Amazing.
Yeah, I want them to be out and eat all the ticks and chiggers and all the other bugs and get the nutrition. But, you know, I realize there will be some attrition, and that's why when people said, why'd you need 120 birds? Because there'll be, even when you turn away from them for 20 minutes, a bird can hit, or foxes are going to be more and more prominent. And so, yeah, if that's the case, you have to take that into account and protect for it.
Here's an update on what's going on in Afghanistan. When we made that escape, it was not a proper way to leave a country or leave an ally. What was left behind included records of who bought firearms and who was fingerprinted as they were working for the Americans. Well, the Taliban now has all those records, and are using those records to track down the our enemies, who the Afghan men and women who worked for its military and the United States government. The tragedy in Afghanistan just continues to grow, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the people, I mean, you don't see any, I mean, they talk about all these pathetic fines that they hit people with. We're talking $85 billion we left on the tarmac in the country of Afghanistan with no accountability. And people go to jail here in America for, you know, violating the ITAR. You know, if you leave night vision or you sell it to somebody in a stand country, you can go to jail. But the whole country, the generals and everybody attached, nobody's held accountable. I mean, the hypocrisy is just so pathetic, and it just irritates right. None of it. And it just blows me away. I mean, if I gave night vision to somebody here, I would go to jail. But you can give 16,000 M16s and leave that for the warlords and all of our latest equipment, predators and things behind, and nobody goes to jail. That's pathetic. I just can't believe.
Well, there's equipment, and then there's equipment. One of the things left behind was the highly sophisticated electronic equipment that we U.S. military aircraft have that identifies our aircraft as being friendlies.
Right.
And now the Chinese and Russians have that equipment. Of course, they have reversed engineered it. The Taliban has become the second largest seller of military equipment on the planet. The Taliban graciously gave Russia one Cobra attack helicopter and gave China one Cobra attack helicopter. So those also can be reverse engineered. So Chinese and Russians can find out how to build better equipment themselves and learn the vulnerabilities of the equipment we have, can't they?
Absolutely. And in that same regard, which blows me away is that the Afghanis, you know, with their, you know, that's called the graveyard of empires. And so, even though Russia came there, and whether Jeff Nyquist believes it was, you know, a facade to, you know, do their international domination is up to conjecture. But yeah, they still lost in 79-80s, and then when they imploded thereafter, that was a reason why. But I can't believe that they, who had this hatred toward the Russians invading their country, just gave them one of those. So, you know, war causes strange bedfellows, and even though you think their vengeance would still be there, they're like, I don't care if you give me money. We can sell the poppy to you. Of course, we'll give you a free bird. Who cares?
Amazing. Now, other than the birds, what other critters do you have at your hobby farm, sir?
Yeah, we have the quail that are not producing eggs, and I'm not really impressed with the species, even though they were the first domesticated bird in humanity. But they aren't getting very large. They're very finicky, and they can't handle the cold very well. So right now they're in the house, which is more just one more thing. So quail.
You got the quail in the house? Oh, no.
Yes, sir. And they're in plastic totes, but I'd rather have them outside. But and they aren't as noisy as they used to be. And then also the guinea fowl. And, you know, we went from 11 down to 3, especially when our friends from Florida came up and there was no attention here. And so I was, you know, it was really cold that week. And so it lost a couple that time. And they are very hardy. At least the lavender guinea fowl aren't as hardy as other birds. And then I have the whole range of chickens, and I'm incubating 60 eggs. So I'm going to. And this blew me away. The Family Center and Horselands, which is Baumgart, the very first day they rolled out their chickens, they sold out within 4 hours.
Really?
And I said, when are you going to get restocked next Thursday? I said, do they have limits on them, like they do ammunition, toilet paper, bleach? And they said, no limits. And so they're just putting them out and rolling out. So the people who have wisdom are getting them now. So if you have any desire of having chickens or having eggs later this year, you should definitely go down with everybody in your party and grab some, because if you don't, with these 60 million culled birds, it's just going to get worse. And you see the price of eggs have gone up, so in essence, you're buying the goose that's laying the golden egg now while they're cheap.
All right, well, when I moved out here 22 years ago, I was surprised to walk into the post office one day and hear the peeps, yep, of the chickens, the chicks that have been delivered to people who had ordered them. So if you live in a city, you may not be aware of this, but the U.S. Postal Service does deliver chicks, live chicks, to people through the Postal Service, don't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, it says that on the box, and I've been in there, maybe been in Colorado once or twice, and I've heard the peeps, and I said, what is that? And they told me. But yeah, you have to, they don't make deliveries, they don't stick them in the cars, because they realize that sometimes the drivers are not the best, especially in the rural areas. So the animals may be dead before them. And they do have, they take that into account. And, you know, the two that died, you know, when they shipped them to me from Pennsylvania, even though they were in the transit, they get the stress of the heat and the cold. And even though they have, you know, 48 hours of yolk to survive on, they still need water eventually. So, yeah, they called me at 5 in the morning, and then I came down and picked it up later that day, and it was fun. And matter of fact, I sent you pictures when I picked up those 125 birds. So, yeah, that is the totality of the shipping experience. And then we have two kittens, mouse and cat, and 3 dogs. And I definitely have to take some time and train them better, because, you know, they're working dogs, and I love them, but, you know, they seem to want to herd the chickens, and then there's a slight nuance when it goes from herding to, okay, I'm going to eat them. So that's something I bought these shock collars to get their attention, and one of them failed, so I got it replaced, or it's going to be replaced next week. So, you know, I don't like to zap dogs, but I can't have them eating my birds. That is not acceptable.
I had a dog who liked to chase cars, and I got a long range shock collar, and it worked. It broke the dog of chasing cars and trucks, which would not have had a good end for the dog, obviously. Yeah. So you got you got birds, you got dogs. Any other animals you got on the premises?
Yeah, no, it's just geese. And you remember Jackson Brown decided he would go move away because he liked to be able to kick at the chickens and chase the cats. And since he was an old one, I'm still looking for a mini Ginny donkey, so they don't eat as much, and I want to get a baby, so then she can incorporate well. And the females are less aggressive than the men, the males, and they are more receptive to other animals. And so, you know, if you have a 15-year-old donkey and they can live up to 60 years and older, you know, they get a little jaded, and you're a grumpy old man. So In this case, I'm going to get a small one that can eat a lot of food. I mean, it doesn't eat a lot of food and is very acceptable. And so, you know, I would bring all the animals to her while she's, you know, we're incorporating her. And then she realized, hey, this is my family. Whereas the dogs are like, ooh, they taste good. And if I, you know, I feed them eggs, but, you know, I scramble the eggs or I just smash them and I feed them to my dogs. But I know that, you know, and it's healthy for them. The only challenge is they still haven't understood the concept of, hey, these are our friends and we don't eat them.
All right. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email proudsouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here, with me, in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, Leon, we start the roundtable here in a few minutes. We'll have Jeff Nyquist with us. Dave Hodges is on the road. He is in the mountains. He will attempt to call, but his cell phone may or may not have a good connection. And Steve Benin will be giving us a report as well. It'll be a good Tuesday morning roundtable. And we've got new bumper music for the roundtable. Did you notice that last week?
Yes, I did. Quite interesting.
It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. And so the roundtable is one of our more popular segments that we do. And I always look forward to it because I never know what direction it's going to go either. And we get into some really unusual things, don't we?
Yes, sir. But it seems like the vast majority of it is definitely the communist conspiracy, you know, to dominate America. But, you know, and I wish we'd focus more on, you know, some of the things right now, especially right now with what's happening in Ohio. Most Ohio is being left, you know, it's not in the news cycle anymore, even though people are now, you know, have already exceeded toxic levels. So, you know, until there's a class action suit or until the food is severely tainted and people start dying, are they going to go back to it? But by then, the president will be gone and it really won't matter. Like, oh, it wasn't me. No. Just like Fauci can try to walk away with, you know, killing 6 million people, you know, throughout the world right now, he's not going to be exempt from, you know, from his role. Just like, you know, Joe Biden's not going to be exempt from the, you know, problem and his inept Buttigieg. And the only reason why he got the job is because he's gay. How pathetic is that? And Mike Adams talks about it on a regular basis. And the guy who runs around stealing all the ladies' designer luggage, it's just like, wow. Is he not in jail? Is that not a felony once you exceed a certain amount, whether it's $600 or not? That's a felony, but he's still doing that? So it's just pathetic. I mean, it's, you know, we're completely out of control. And the whole infrastructure and the whole, all the morals are just going down the toilet. I won't say all. I don't like absolutes, but the vast majority of the leadership in this regime right now is pathetic. It's just absolutely pathetic.
It is. And I got to see much of President Trump's CPAC speech, and he makes some great points. Here's our top hour break. Right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.